there and play the music for those audiences and share the stage with those bands playing the same instrumentation and sometimes even repertoire as us just provided so much clarity as to why we were playing the music the way we were playing it. It's like going to New Orleans and understanding swing, or going to Berlin and understanding Bach or classical music. It's just like a revelation. In fact, I remember one moment that one of our violinists was standing at a show and just started saying, I get it. I really get it.
Funny thing about danzón, though, is that the Cuban composers will sometimes include well-known American melodies in their compositions. Why is that?
Well, the danzón structure sort of lends itself to borrowing from not just American melodies, but there's also some pieces that have famous classical melodies and other quotes.
You were saying before that a lot of danzón pieces are 32 bars, and that's fairly commonplace in music.
32 bars is also the exact length for Broadway show tunes. Really, many, many songs in the Great American Songbook. And so you can imagine a Cuban composer writing some music. Maybe they have a deadline that weekend. They need 32 bars quick. And so they know where to get it. They just listen to the radio, and these songs, such as Some More of the Rainbow, or also on our CD, we have Bewitched, Bothered, Bewildered, and Stardust. These songs were very popular all over the world, and so they just dropped them into their music, partly to maybe save themselves some time, but also as a way to make their own music maybe a little bit more popular or approachable.
How did Cuban audiences react to your performances?
That was really special. You know, probably the moment right before we played our first show, there was a lot of doubt I could see in the eyes of the audience. However, once we played just a few bars, there was a sort of like disbelief that we knew what we were doing, and we actually didn't just sound good, we sounded really good.
When Charanga Tropical plays in the United States, does it play strictly the repertoire that you played on your Cuba trip, or do you have some pieces that you play in North America?
This is one of the things that makes the group unique. In Cuba, there's bands that just play danzón, or bands that just play cha-cha-cha, or a specific genre or period, but we play everything from music from 1915 up to 2015. We're all across the spectrum, and so this is a great band to dance to, as well as a band if you want to sit back and listen in kind of a concert type setting. A typical show, if we're playing a festival or a nightclub like we're going to do this Tuesday at Ice House, we'll play a full spectrum of styles, most of which are for dancing: cha-cha-cha, salsa, or a song like Me Gusta Como Te Mueves, which is kind of like a modern Cuban-style salsa known as timba. Me gusta como tu movimiento cintura, el ritmo de tu cadera. Me gusta como... Ponte mami pa' la cosa, ponte pa' la cosa buena. Me gusta como... Es que me tienen loco, me tienes perdido en candela. Me gusta como... Oye, qué linda, qué linda, qué linda tu estampilla.
Ay, mamacita, si yo pudiera. Me gusta como...
We're speaking with Doug Little, who leads Charanga Tropical. It strikes me as a little odd that there are so few bands, charanga bands, in North America, and you're one of them.
I would say in the United States there's probably 5 to 10 charanga ensembles. Most of them are either in the Miami area, New York, Los Angeles. There's one in the Bay Area. The reason there's so few is it's incredibly difficult to put together a 10-piece band that includes a full string section that are both virtuosos and also understand the rhythmic intricacies of Cuban music, and also have a flute player who's capable of playing the highest register. There's a lot of specialization that's required to play this style of music. So I think that's why there's so few ensembles as a whole.
You consider Compositor Confundido as one of the best pieces the band plays. Why is that?
I consider Compositor Confundido one of the best pieces the band plays because it's an extremely complex tune. This is an original arrangement, and one of the things we did was write a long pizzicato intro that features just the violins. This is not normally done, and is one of the ways we're trying to kind of push the genre of charanga music to be engaging and interesting and modern.
Charanga Tropical has been playing more or less monthly on a Sunday from 5 to 7 at the Ice House in Minneapolis, but this Tuesday is a whole new thing. Charanga Tropical plays 9:30 till midnight for listening and dancing at the Ice House in Minneapolis, and for details, it's icehousempls.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.